The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by John. The people murmured about Jesus because he had said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." But they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Don't we know his mother and father? How can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and he said to them, "Stop complaining," sometimes translated murmuring, "among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father draws him, and that one I will raise up on the last day. Remember, it is written in the prophets, 'You will all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him will come to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father. Only the one who is from God has seen the Father. And so I say to you, whoever believes in me already has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is a bread that comes down from heaven, so that one who eats it will not die. I am a living bread that has come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I am giving is my very flesh for the life of the world." This is the gospel of the Lord. I hope you've heard me say on occasion here at the altar, because I say it a lot, we are what we eat, and we are what we drink. And that is very interesting to me because Jesus so consistently presents himself not as an idea or a concept or a theory that can be argued about, but as food. It's very beautiful metaphor. See, food can only be liked or disliked. You either taste good or it doesn't. You digest it, you chew on it, you absorb it. It's much bigger feel than just an idea. And so he presents himself as good food and good bread. Now, I bet you older ones can remember, until I was middle age, we didn't have food labels on the back of everything like we do now. We all pretty much ate meat and potatoes and one vegetable. But we didn't even have words. I'm sure smart people did, but I grew up in Kansas. We didn't have words for carbohydrates or fats or proteins or starches. We just ate, and food was to fill you up. Of course, most of my parents' generation died young of heart attacks and cancers because they weren't aware that there was a big difference between eating good food and eating bad food. So Jesus presents himself as living bread, as bread that comes down from heaven, as bread of eternal life, good food. Then, right in the middle of the text, the text presents people who apparently have eaten some bad food. He calls them murmurers or complainers. They just always have to find something to argue about. Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Don't we know his mother and father? He came from the same town we did. He's from the South Valley. How can he know anything? That's a whole different level of people. I'm afraid it's an awful lot of American people who eat very bad food. Remember, what you eat is who you are. If you find yourself largely in negative circles of conversation, if you find yourself complaining like they are, if you find yourself attracted to conspiracy theories, if you find yourself always hating the president or always loving the president, that's a problem. That's bad food. You're letting someone else control your life. And what you eat is what you are. If you only have one source of news, that's bad food. And you're going to become a very, what we call, dualistic thinker, a very arbitrary, usually angry thinker, because you can never balance yourself out. Jesus is good food. He's positive. He's upbeat. He's hopeful. He's living. He's the bread of life, not the bread of death. We live in a culture right now that it seems to have grown comfortable with bad food. It really doesn't mind being lied to, apparently. It doesn't mind angry people around us all day. Jesus is never angry. He's sad. He's disappointed. He's angry at evil, but never angry at people. That's very, very different. And I think if we're going to grow up as a country, as a nation, we're going to have to eat a lot better food. And we're going to have to watch what we're already eating. And if you find yourself talking negative or murmuring and complaining about things that usually don't matter anyway, you've probably been eating a lot of bad food. You are what you eat. You are what you drink. In a few minutes, you're going to approach this table and we're going to offer you good food, food of life, food of love, food of communion, food of forgiveness, food of compassion. Make sure you don't just take it in your mouth, but make sure you take it in your body and your soul. Chew on it, digest it, absorb it until it changes you and you really know and believe that you are what you eat. You also are the body of Christ. And so is everybody else, too.